Congressman Tim Walberg. He's on the other end of our line. Congressman, long time no talk to. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well. Hope you are also.
I am. Are you in D.C. or are you in Michigan?
I'm in D.C. We'll be coming home later this evening, and looking forward to be back in the district for events this weekend.
Tell me, anything you want to announce? Any visits?
Well, I haven't looked at the schedule yet.
Oh, okay. All right.
I know I'll be up in Eaton County on Sunday evening at an event at Mount Hope Church, which is a kind of a changeover of pastors there at that large church that has great impact in the community. But there are other events going on Saturday, and I guess I should have looked at the calendar before I got on your show this morning. But we'll be around.
All right, menagerie of topics to talk with you about. First of all, I just want to get your take. Did you see the ad that was run on Super Bowl Sunday from former Congressman Pete Hoekstra in regards to his quest to attain the United States Senate seat? Did you see it? And if you did, what'd you think?
I did not see it during the Super Bowl. I saw it online and had a chance to take a look at it. You never know what marketers do, and Pete is a marketer by profession. Before he went to Congress, he was with Herman Miller, and I guess was a marketing guru there. So I'm not going to second guess him. One thing it has done, very much like the ad that Governor Rick Snyder started out at Super Bowl 2 years ago, that he was one tough nerd. It caught people's attention. There were lots of different takes about it then, as it has been with Pete Hoekstra's ad. People questioning one way or the other, wondering why I did it. But everybody's talking about it. I heard it on Bill O'Reilly's show again last night here in Washington. And I think Pete got primarily what he wanted to get, and that was conversation about the fact that Debbie Stabenow is spending too much and ultimately has forced this country into borrowing too much from China, and putting China in a competitive advantage to some degree because we are the borrower nation borrowing from them.
You know what I got from that? I went online and I did some research, and what I found, Congressman, is that everybody spends. I pulled up 3 pages of spending that the former congressman supported. I'm sure you could do that for everyone. I guess that's part of the job of being a United States senator, congressperson, someone who does that work. You spend. I guess trying to find a limit of that is the key.
That's the key. We are responsible for spending. This Congress, as every Congress for the last 100, and this is the 112th Congress, 111 Congresses before us, have had the responsibility of putting forward a budget. It's sad at this point in time in history that the U.S. Senate, under the leadership of Harry Reid and the advisor of the president, has not passed a budget in 1,000, probably approaching now somewhere between 1,015 and 1,020 days. And that's just absolutely wrong. It is the context of what we're responsible for in carrying on this country's work. But the issue comes, as you've rightly stated, how much we spend. And I think Pete Hoekstra, during his 18 years, it could have been clearly seen that while he voted for some spending bills people would question, yet he was known as a very strong conservative in reducing spending and fighting against No Child Left Behind, even against his own president, as I did. And that's the crux of the matter. It's one thing to spend. It's one thing to put ourselves in deficit. And this president, for the past 3 years, has put us in $5 trillion of deficits spending, unheard of in the history of the United States until this administration. It took the administrations from Washington to George H.W. Bush to equal the deficit that this president has done in just a matter of 3 years.
You are a member of the House Oversight or the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform, and H.R. 3813 is a bill that involves securing annuities for federal employees. Very important. Tell us about this bill.
Well, it is. It's an important bill, and it does specifically what we have wanted to do for some time, and that's put the federal employees, including members of Congress, back on par in their pensions, as well as their benefits and their pay with their constituents. And that's what was attempted to do in increasing the amount of copay that a federal employee or a member of Congress will put in toward their pension. We don't begrudge them. There are hardworking federal employees here, including the the 16 in my office. But nonetheless, when the taxpayer is really paying their wages, salaries, and benefits for the services they render, at the very least, we ought to be on par on average with the rest of the country for similar work situations. And that has not been the case when we've seen not only the federal government employee number grow, the federal and state the municipal employees' unions grow beyond the private sector unions, and the pay and benefits beyond what our taxpayers are paying when they're going through tough, hard times. It was time to look at this, and I'm glad we passed it out of our committee the other day, and hopefully the House will concur, and the Senate will stop being a do-nothing Senate and pass it as well.
A lot of folks in the state of Michigan are concerned with the bases that will be closing in Mount Clemens and perhaps in Battle Creek. Are you fighting to try and keep those bases open?
Well, we are, and at this point in time, there's no talk about closing the bases. There is talk, more than talk, there's actual action to take the missions that are presently at Selfridge Air, as well as Battle Creek Air National Guard, Fort Custer, and take that mission away and alternate it with another mission going on in the future. The problem with that is it will reduce between the two bases around 600 employees, i.e., members of the military. And that's a great concern. We see the downsizing going on. We see the reductions in funding for defense at a time when our nation is at war and our nation will continue to be at a war on terror, whether it's in Afghanistan, Iraq, or whether it's in Iran, or whether it's in the United States. And we must secure our country. That's the number one responsibility. So Candace Miller and I had a meeting with the Secretary of the Air Force the other day, which has key responsibility for our bases, and expressed our strong concerns. We're told that Battle Creek will receive the new drone missions, an important function of not only our war efforts, but our homeland security. How that impacts us going forward and whether or not we'll receive the actual drones or just the piloting responsibilities, it remains in question. So we've pushed back strongly. We've asked for reports. We've asked for further information, and we expect to be kept up with the ongoing.
We have two more questions for Congressman Wahlberg, who is on with us live on the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. The House voted to give President Obama a power of line item veto. What did you think about this?
It's great, and it's been done this way that will meet constitutional muster. Line item veto has been passed in the past, and then courts have overturned it as being unconstitutional, taking away the responsibility from, in fact, the Congress. It is our responsibility, the House specifically, to put forward spending, and the Senate follows. It is not the President's responsibility, and yet we want the President, like a majority of governors, to have the opportunity to look at the bills and say, I do not support this funding, and I'm going to veto it. In this case, he will, for all intents and purposes, veto, but then it must come back to the House to concur with the President's veto or to override that veto. That's a good thing because it keeps everything in the light of day, as well as not only the vetoes, but the funding itself.
House Speaker John Boehner has demanded a reversal of the new birth control rule. What's your take on this story?
Well, this is a story that is developing as we speak and increasing in its tenacity, coming from the religious community, especially the Catholic community that has a large number of hospitals, education institutions that they are very concerned with, that they be able to uphold their constitutional right, First Amendment liberties, the right to religion, and the conscience. And to not be forced under the Obamacare mandate to provide coverage for their employees through insurance policies they provide or care for, covering contraceptives. Some have tried to make this an issue of personal choice. It isn't that. It's an issue of conscience of institutions like the Catholic Church or its, for instance, Notre Dame University or the hospitals that do great service to say, no, our conscience, our religious beliefs, strongly held, are going to be violated by being forced to cover this. And that's something that America ought to stand against, not simply the religious reasons, but the fact of the matter that it is a constitutional overstep that this administration has done through the Obamacare bill. And it's just one of many things that are going to frustrate the freedoms in our country and the opportunity for choice by hardworking citizens and organizations.
Congressman Wahlberg, I'm sorry, one last question. Why isn't that oil pipeline through Canada into the United States being built? Is there anything, is that a good project? And if so, is there anything you can do to see it through?
Well, energy independence, I think, is a good goal to achieve. 20,000 shovel-ready jobs for this pipeline, I think, is a good goal to achieve. And not simply a goal, it's actual, and we can partake of it. 100,000-plus ancillary jobs related to the pipeline is also another good thing. So, bottom line, this is a good project. This is a project that ought to be completed. It's a project the president should not be standing in the way of. He should be approving. We should be moving forward. And we should take back control of our destiny. That's what this president is should be about, and I'm sad he's not. We're taking efforts, and there will be legislation that will reintroduce the Keystone Pipeline and ask this president to take an opposite view this time and go against the radical environmental groups that really are speaking without reason and without cause against something that will benefit our nation, provide us security, and move ourselves forward, both in jobs and energy.
Congressman, I know you have a busy schedule. Thanks so much for making time for us. We'll talk with you soon.
Always good to be with you. Have a great weekend.